This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Mets with a great win over the Dodgers. Of course, some more Knicks fallout. Bad news for Luke Weaver and the New York Yankees. But we, in the break, got a ton of calls about what Boomer was talking about going out in the Hamptons out east on Long Island back in the day. So we'll just clean that up because to me, this is great. This is my wheelhouse situation. And I can't believe that you were at Neptune's because yes. I didn't think so. The Neptune's that I went to was a place that Boomer would not have been. But now that I know that it's like it was open in the 80s and probably wasn't the same type of place then.
Yeah, it changed a little bit.
Right.
Yeah.
But
you may remember when I grew up, like in the late 70s, early mid 80s, a lot of Southern rock, you know, it was Solomon Grundy's, it was the Golden Leaf, it was the Firehouse in Bay Shore, Huttley's in Islip,
right?
It was the OBI down on Ocean Parkway. I mean, those were the places. And then, of course, the Dollhouse. The Pink Dollhouse.
That was before my time, too, but I've heard many, many people talk about that.
Yeah, the Pewter Tankard in Bayshore, Collins in Islip, the Sandcastle Inn, I think.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we used to get around pretty good.
Yeah, of course. I mean, listen, you had to back then. Boomer Esiason in the 80s, for Christ's sakes. Mike in New Rochelle.
Boomer Esiason in the 70s.
Yeah, that too, yeah. Mike in New Rochelle. What's going on, Mike?
Hey guys, how you doing this morning?
All right, Mike. Time.
All right, yeah, I was calling in as soon as you said it. I knew it. I was like, oh, he's talking about Neptune. But wow, that place was unbelievable. I wonder why the town had to shut it down.
Yeah.
But you know, we went there years ago with friends, and actually, I lost my father recently. And the funny story about him is, you know, we were out there with our friends, my brother, my sister, and all of a sudden, I look over in the corner, and there's my father, who's about, I don't know, 60, standing there with his Hawaiian shirt wide open, just jamming out to the music.
Yeah.
We almost dropped that. We could not believe it. That place was, he said, he goes, you know what? He goes, thank God your mother didn't come. She would have had a heart attack. But
Mike, how old are you? Are you closer to my age or Boomer's age?
I am closer to your age. You know, I'm 40. I'm 41 at the end of the month.
Right, exactly. So you know the Neptunes you're talking about is the Neptunes that I was at, which was...
Yeah, 100%, Gio. And that place was ridiculous. That place was out of control.
Yeah, it really was. But some amazing times and the music and the DJs. And there was one point like in the day where, because people would park, if you drove, people would park in the beach parking lot to the... east of the building. So there would be an announcement when they were closing that lot
they'd be like, if you parked in the lot, like the music would be going, and all of a sudden stuff. If you parked in the lot is closing and you will be towed. Everybody's like, oh, and it'd be like 400 people would leave. And then, you know, the people, I was like, I don't, if there were, people were probably not in any condition to drive
there
at that point either.
There were people everywhere.
It was insanity. Sometimes you have to wait on a line for an hour to get in there. It was just wild. On the roofs. People would be
it was wild.
Let's go to Case in High Point, New Jersey. What's going on, Case?
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, really quick with the retirement talk, with Eddie's retirement tour and over under, does he get choked up the way these pro athletes are? And then a question for Boomer. You know, when you retire again, are you more sports insider or are you more retired NFL MVP quarterback?
That's a good question. Yeah, I don't, you know, now just I'm a sports broadcaster.
Okay. So, all right.
Yeah.
Sports broadcaster.
I'm not going to be giving a retirement talk, I can tell you that.
You will.
No, I won't.
You'll have to say something.
I didn't do it for CBS. I didn't do it for the Bengals. I didn't fly back and have a ceremony.
Radio's a different situation, man. It's more personal. You couldn't possibly just do a final show and be like, goodbye. No way. You'd have to say something. You'd have to.
Yeah, goodbye.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm with Boomer.
Yeah.
I don't need to say anything.
But you're also not a guy who was on the air for 4 hours every day for 20 years.
That is also true.
You know, people love and care about you, but it's a little different. You know, I don't know. I think when the time comes, you know, 15 years from now, that you'll feel differently about it. Eddie, so you're not going to, if we say, Eddie, we'd like to hear from you today about your retirement, you're going to say no. Like at kickoff to summer, call you up to the stage and be like, Eddie, we want you to say something about leaving. You're going to turn that opportunity down.
Oh, well, I'll go up there at the very end, like I do, you know, at the end of the show there. Yeah, and I could say something then.
Sure. Okay. Will you think you'll well up?
If I had to guess now, I would say no, but
a few car bombs in and, you know, you never know. You could become all emotional.
Yeah. Well, now is not then, and who knows what it'll be. If I had to guess, I would say no, but you never know.
Yeah, I think when you're up there, and you'll definitely have, because you take that day off, you have a couple drinks and you have people will be chanting your name and you know that it's over at that point. It's going to be very hard not to feel something. Now, to the point of being choked up remains to be seen, but I think you'll get close. I do. Maybe a little welling.
Yeah, that's it's possible. I don't know if I'd be, you know.
And then no.
You're not going to be doing that, but I could definitely see some tears in the eyes. So I think we'll have tears. Boomer won't. I may have tears in my eyes, for God's sakes.
Will Boomer still be there at 10:01?
As Eddie's crying on the stage saying goodbye.
All right, see you, Ed. Raptor. See you, Ed.
Oh, man. I don't want that day to happen. It seems like it's concrete now. I always kind of believed there'd be something else that would come along and then Eddie wouldn't be leaving. But now we're less than a year away. It's wild. Oh, look at this. He's back. Larry in Indiana. What's going on, Larry? Long time no talk.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
What's up, man?
Hey, I got a couple things. First thing, you and that Carl Banks thing, hey, if he gives you any static, you let me know and I'll come down there and bust his ass.
Larry, thank you. We could handle it here. I really do appreciate you having my back, though. But thank you. It's okay. Carl and I have gone back and forth before. This is nothing new. This is just your classic media spat that we'll be over with sooner than later.
Okay. And the other thing, hey, you guys kind of hurt me yesterday when I wonder who we could give his Indiana jersey to. My name was not brought up, and I thought we was closer than that. But anyway,
Larry, just to tell you, we were talking about people that worked here that Boomer could hand the jersey to.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, and somebody could actually fit into it.
What are you trying to say there, Boomer?
Now, Larry, I heard there was a bit of an issue maybe with you after the show and getting back home and all of that.
Yeah, it was a mess. I mean, literally.
What happened?
Well, hey, I'm a diabetic, and I didn't take my shot that morning.
Oh.
And I got to feeling a little bad, so I went to the truck, which was only about a block and a half away, to get my shot, and I threw up, and it went all over me, and there was no way I could come back to the show.
Oh. You didn't have another shirt you could have put on? Gone to your hotel, taken a shower?
Whew. I don't know.
That's okay. So you drove? Did you
already checked out? I don't know if it let me back in or not.
Oh, okay. Well, it's okay. But you were able to get your shot and feel better, and then you drove home covered in your own vomit.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Well, I have some pajamas on.
Is that shirt by Shaq now completely done? Or were you able to get the puke out of it?
Oh, it was out. Yeah, my wife is good at that.
Okay, very good. She's good at getting puke stains out of shirts. I'm sure she's dealt with that many times over the years.
Hey, and I can't believe I didn't get any shout outs from Shaquille himself for promoting his product.
Yeah, me too, Larry. I was thinking about that. Like, why on the inside the NBA did he not get to, hey, Larry, thanks for wearing one of my button downs on national TV? He really should have said that.
Yeah, exactly, right? That's what I was thinking.
Exactly, and they're putting up your video on CBS Sports Network now, Larry. It is, it's great to see you.
Hey, one last thing, and I'll let you guys go. I know you're busy. Hey, Boomer, I watched the video of me there. Boomer actually gave me the all-access pass. Then, 30 minutes later, he comes back and takes it back from me.
Yeah, you know why? Because I was wondering I wanted you to go back out into the you know, like the fans out there and enjoy the camaraderie with everybody, but you were just hanging behind stage. Like I felt like you weren't getting involved.
Well, you know, I like enjoying seeing everybody that was there.
All right.
Yeah, you know what, Larry?
Coming up to the stage, you know, like
yeah,
you know, I got to meet the guy that you know blasted his wife and.
Yes, verbally. Yeah, the guy who blasted his wife verbally screamed at her at his 40th birthday party, yes, for cheating on him. Yeah, Nick.
Yes. So, see, if I was out in the crowd, I probably wouldn't even met that cat.
Yeah, that's right. You're right. Did you guys have a nice conversation?
Yeah.
All right, Larry. Well, good stuff, man. It's great hearing from you. I'm glad you're back calling.
Hey, thank you now. And Boomer, if you want to make a little bet on this Indiana series, I know you ain't got no dog in this fight, but, you know, I still don't have me a good set of golf clubs.
Are you a lefty or a righty?
Righty. Oh.
Yeah, I can't help you.
Oh.
But anyway, it's going to be OKC in five if they don't sweep.
Oh, come on.
I'm sorry, Larry. That's what I'm not going to watch. I don't really care. I'll be watching the Panthers and the Oilers anyway.
Larry, take care.
Right.
Yes.
All right. Bye.
See you, Larry. That's Larry in Indiana.
All right, Larry.
I mean, he can't possibly think that the Pacers are going to win the series. I mean, I know he's a Pacers fan, but he can't possibly feel good about it. Nobody does.
Yeah,
the Pacers themselves.
Unless OKC is a little bit flat because they haven't played in a while.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if that's going to have any impact on it, but I would have said the same thing about the Knicks, too. I don't think the Knicks could have been able to keep up with them either.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I mean, the way that they played. Now, you don't know. I mean, I didn't think that the Knicks would be able to beat the Celtics, and they did. But, yeah, whoever was going into that series was going to be a severe underdog.
Well, the Knicks got a couple of breaks in that series. Don't forget, Porzingis was not right.
Yep.
Sam Hauser gets hurt.
Yep.
Jason Tatum gets hurt.
It's true.
I mean, so they got a few breaks, and they made the most of their breaks, and they got to the Eastern Conference Finals. The interesting thing is, what are the Celtics going to look like next year? And what are the Cavaliers going to look like next year? And what is Indiana going to look like next year?
Now, what are the Knicks going to look like next year?
I mean, I feel like they're going to run it back with everybody. He may try to grab, you know, a four that can score and play some defense. I mean, if there's one of those guys that's out there, like an Al Horford.
Yeah. And I saw the odds on where Giannis was going to play next year, and still the favorite is the Milwaukee Bucks. But the next two teams after that, as we talked about, are Western Conference teams, because if they're
going to send them out west.
Right. Spurs and Rockets for the other two teams.
Yeah.
So,
and they probably have assets that Milwaukee would be interested in.
Yeah, and Giannis is going to want to have to play in one of those places, because we see how much influence the player has in these decisions.
Yeah, well, you know, he did say, and I think I heard this yesterday with, I want to say, I don't know, it was one of the shows, and a guy called in and said that he had met Giannis on vacation, kind of like you met Randy Moss on vacation.
Oh, yeah.
And that he had to do his thing to try to get him to come to the Knicks, like any good Knicks fan should.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
And he says, oh, I love New York, but I don't like the taxes.
Oh.
So Texas has no taxes.
Ah. So. He was asked on X, you know, what's your favorite place to play on the road? And he did say New York. But living here
on
is
the road.
Yeah.
On the road. That's
true.
The key.
It's attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
The Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. I have received word from Peter Schwartz that he is willing to come on and speak about his exodus from the New York Dragons that was covered in Newsday in the New York Post. Shocking exodus was the headline in the New York Post.
Like, he's like a Neil Smith Islander territory.
Yeah, you're right, and that's a reference that he would really appreciate. So what do you think? You want to talk to him at 8? You want to talk to him at 7:45?
I think 7:45.
7:45, right? Yeah, we'll put Peter on in 20 minutes, and we'll get his side of the story.
I hope he's okay.
And I'm like, seriously, all kidding aside, this has got to be devastating for him, because I'd never seen the man so excited.
getting this job and bringing the Dragons back. He said that the Dragons was the best time of his life when he did the play-by-play and to get this opportunity. So something serious must have happened for him to walk away, which is totally unfortunate for him. But he's still got a lot of things going on with his radio show and here and CBS Sport or Infinity Sports Network and everything else. So
your mouth to God's lips.
Yes, your mouth to God's lips. God's lips.
Do you think he'll be honest with you and really give you real answers, or is he just going to tiptoe around it?
I think he's going to try to tiptoe around it, and then it's up to us to get him to not tiptoe around it. But he did say some very generic things in the newspaper, so I'm thinking that he's probably going to go that route. Our ideology didn't align with the leaders of the ENFLA. So it's not just him, by the way. It's his entire front office.
Left.
Resigned yesterday.
Does his son still have his job?
Don't know. It's a question for him.
We'll see. That'd be awkward in the Schwartz house if his son stayed and he left.
Screw you, Dad. They're paying me. We'll find out. All right, Jerry, what's happening over there?
We're brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. What is happening is that the Mets were in Los Angeles late last night to take on the Dodgers. 10-10 start. This was heard in Los Angeles with Joe Davis on Spectrum Sportsnet.
Well, the Mets won yesterday when he homered, as they always do when he homers. And that is not hyperbole. 26 consecutive times where Francisco Lindor has homered, the Mets have won. And he crushes this ball to right field. Uh-oh, not a good sign. Keep the TV on.
Yeah, I'm Joe Davis out in Los Angeles. He homers to lead off the game, second pitch of the night. Part of the Mets beating the Dodgers 4-3. He started it, kind of capped it as well on Mets Odyssey Radio late.
Runner at second base, the 2-0. Swing, a sharp ground ball. It's fair down the third baseline, and it kicks off the sidewall. Marte's around third. He's coming to the plate. He will score without a throw. Francisco Lindor with an RBI single, and the Mets take a 4-2 lead in the 10th inning.
And that was Pat McCarthy on Mets Odyssey Radio. 4-3 would be the final. It was Alvarez who snapped the 2-2 tie. Then Lindor there would extend the lead to 4-2. Mets gave up a run in the bottom half, but only one, and they win 4-3. Here was Carlos Mendoza. First and foremost, how about this Lindor guy? Unbelievable.
Driving the ball to all fields, especially going the other way. When he's doing that, I think I said it a couple of days ago, every time he goes the other way with authority, it's a good sign, you know. And we saw it again today. They try to come in, and he's able to pull the ball to lead off the game. He's a good hitter, man.
Yeah, I would say so. Mets going to 38-22. Alvarez, we mentioned, with the go-ahead hit. Here was Lindor on the young catcher and his go-ahead base hit.
That was huge, you know. Glad you brought him up. He's been definitely working extremely hard. He's been grinding. He's been going through it, as I like to say. And for him to step up, for him to stick to his work, for him to stick to what he's trying to change day in and day out.
It tells a lot and says a lot about the work that he has put in. Paul Blackburn didn't factor in the decision. Jose Buto did get the final couple of outs for the save, and Edwin Diaz, who blew the save, gets credited with the win. But Blackburn went five scoreless innings in his season debut, and he talks about the journey he has been on to get back.
When you're going through it, you want to get back here as quick as possible. But my last two starts in AAA were actual starts. It wasn't a pitch count. It wasn't anything like that. It was, hey, go until, you know, you hit 95, 100 pitches.
And he did the job, and so he did it again last night as he returns to the Mets. However, all of that is great, and the Mets win again as they swept the weekend from Colorado, go out to L.A. and win the opener. Also in this game, you had this happen.
Here's Fientos for the second time tonight. Fly to left. First pitch. Swing, a ground ball hit towards the hole at short. Backhanded by Kim. He plants and throws to first, where Fientos slipped.
Oh, man.
And he comes up grabbing his right hamstring. 6-3 goes the putout.
And out goes Mark Fientos. So not a good injury.
Yeah, this has been a rough one for him. And obviously with his postseason last year, we had high hopes. Got off to a really slow start. Now he's got to deal with this hamstring injury. Beatty's now been hitting. I really thought that he was on the cusp of stardom, which still could happen this year, but this has been a rough couple of months for him.
Has not gone well for sure. Tonight you got Tyler McGill and Clayton Kershaw as the series continues on 880 AM. It's Odyssey Radio at 10 o'clock once again. Yankees back in action against Cleveland. Carlos Rodon 7-3 on the season, taking on Tanner Bibee. Luke Weaver heading to the injured list with a hamstring injury. They're saying 4 to 6 weeks for him. So I would imagine that means Devin Williams goes back to being their closer. One more from Russell Wilson on the Carmelo Anthony podcast. You know, you come to the Giants. The Giants have not been, well, they don't win a lot, as we now know, and things have it's been rough. But as Wilson says, just win, baby, and it can cure a lot.
No matter how great you are, how great things have been for you, no matter how tough it's been, no matter what's going on in your personal life, no matter what's going on, this and that, at the end of the day, man, the ball heals everything. Winning yeah. heals all wounds. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we're focused on, is just the winning process and just doing that.
And I know last hour I played the clip, he was talking about Malik Nabers, a big reason why he came here. He also spoke glowingly about Dable, too. Really, even going back to last year before he went to Pittsburgh, really
liked
Dable.
It's all great until game one starts.
Well, that is the funny thing, right?
It's all great. I mean, and this goes for every team. True. I'm not just talking about Russell. I mean, it's
every team.
Is that
what they're going to paint at the Jets facility this year? You know, they sometimes have a slogan on the walls. It's all great until week one starts.
Yeah, everybody running around in, you know, shorts and helmets. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And
no one's lost a game in May.
Nobody's lost a game yet, and until it really happens. And the thing that I feel bad for sometimes some of these older quarterbacks is that, you know, they got to learn new guys. They got to learn a new system. Brian Daboll will try to bring out the best in Russell Wilson, do what he does best, probably a lot of play action, movement kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Get him out of the pocket a little bit. But he does have that security blanket, Malik Nabers. So that should be a really good connection. It's just going to take, I'm telling you, it's going to take, and depending on the patience, you know, what is the patience like? If they go 2-2 in the first four, you know, people okay with that?
Yes. Yeah, yeah, of course. Are you kidding
okay,
me?
People go, let's say they go 3-6 and it's 9 games in.
How are they losing, though? Are they losing competitively, or are they getting their ass blown out again?
Right. So, and
that didn't sound right, but you know what I mean. You know what I mean.
Yes, I know what you mean. Or, you know, does Jackson Dart start showing something in training camp and then in preseason games, and then you got to deal with all of the expectations that the fans will have for a number one pick?
So I know we're talking about the Giants, but when we said the slogans and, you know, I have to tell this story again because it's still amazing. So back the year that Aaron Rodgers got hurt, the slogan that Rob Saleh had all over the facility was, this is before he got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
All training camp, everything was, now what? So meaning, and he would explain it like, okay, you made a tackle, now what? You scored a touchdown, now what? We won this game, now what? Like that was his whole thing. And just imagining everybody walking into the building that next day after Aaron Rodgers blew out his Achilles and looking at the wall and it says, now what? It's just amazing. Could be one of the greatest Jet
right.
things ever.
Right.
Now what?
And then
Zach Wilson.
So then last year was the all gas, no brakes?
No, that was the first year. So
oh, that was the first year.
That was all gas, no brakes was his first couple of years. And then the Rodgers year where they switched everything to now what?
Mm. Timing
about,
in life.
How about the fact that you see who the San Francisco 49ers traded for?
Bryce Huff.
Right.
Yep.
So Saleh had him here as a Jet,
mm-hmm.
and I think they were just trying to hope to add some pass rush. Like, who are the pass rushers for Philadelphia?
Right now? I guess.
Ojulari.
Yeah, right. He's
and
there.
Then they have their two defensive tackles that are going to be good.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, Aziz is going to have a chance to really do something here.
Yeah, there's got to be somebody we're missing.
I am not in football mode right now.
An edge rusher that we're missing on that team. Yeah, I'm not in football mode either.
Mm-mm.
Boomer, you're screwing us.
Not even remotely. But Deion Sanders was on the Asante Samuel podcast.
Ooh.
Now, we know about all the rumors about Shador and the way he went into these pre-draft meetings, which is why I guess everyone believes that he just went down and down and down in the draft. Here was Deion addressing that on that podcast.
When you sit up there and say something like he went in a meeting unprepared, like, dude, Shador Sanders, who's had 6 different coordinators, who has still functioned and went up, leveled up every time we brought somebody new in. You're going to tell me he had on headphones? Shador, anybody know my son, understand he's a professional. Like, he's going to go into a meeting with headphones on. Like, yo, come on.
So he's saying that they're lying? Someone's
he's saying
lying
fake news
about
sad.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying.
Well, where, I mean, did it come from an NFL insider? I don't. Like, who reported
I don't know,
that?
But that became a big thing.
Especially with the Giants, that he yeah, showed up unprepared right. with the Giants.
Yeah, and that the Giants gave him trick questions and he was unable to answer that. I mean, like, again, you know, he'll have a chance. He's probably with a team that will give him the best opportunity to play. And, you know, like I said, he'll have to earn this one.
Listen, this was no collusion. This was no nothing. I mean, there was a football guy that was in my life recently who said he talked to a GM that had, he went, he had, they had Shedeur Sanders number 144 on their board, and he went number 144.
Wow.
So that's, how about what, that? That's what the league thought he was, who he was, you know, and that's where he got drafted. It just so happened that the hype train and everything else had him going number one because Deion was saying stuff constantly. So, I mean, you know, and Deion may think that the whole world is against Shedeur. Well, listen, he had his opportunity to impress and he didn't do it.
I think Shedeur thinks the whole world's against Deion. He's blaming his dad.
Probably, yeah.
And Bill Simmons has had enough of Pablo Torre covering Bill Belichick. This was on his podcast referencing the last couple of weeks, if you will, maybe even longer than that.
I've never seen anybody dine on the stupider story for a week and a half while pretending you're a journalist. What the f*** was that?
Whoa! What the f***?
Belichick's dating a girl. Oh, let me do nine shows about it.
I can't tell. Are you...
Settle the f*** down.
Jesus.
Yeah. So Torrey did respond by writing on X, quote, "Dear Bill Simmons, since you have such a strong opinion, public opinion about my work, I happen to have a few questions for you specifically, unless you're afraid of Pablo finds out and some," I guess that's his podcast.
Yeah.
"And someone just pretending to be a journalist, of course. Thanks, Pablo."
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
What'd you call this, Al, on the show sheet? What type of fight? It's like a
nerd fight.
Oh, nerd fight.
Nerd fight.
Nerd fight between these two. A couple of nerds. Yeah.
Oh, man, that's funny. Lions Pro Bowl center.
What did you call the fight between Carl Banks and Gio?
Yeah, what would you... That was a media fight.
Media fight.
That's a media fight.
Media fight. This was a nerd fight.
Okay. All right. Frank Ragnow announcing his retirement on social media. Patriots center David Andrews also retired. We played clips of him crying last hour. That happens a lot these days when you... either retire or accomplish something great. And I'm not making fun by any stretch, but this goes to show how much this means to this kid. You showed me the James Nicholas interview. So he played at Canoebrook in New Jersey. That's where his U.S. Open qualifying was.
That's where he qualified shooting 7-under.
Yes. So he was on Golf Channel afterwards, and they asked about, you know, all the people that were there to watch him. And it sounded like it was almost like a home course for him.
It means the world, but my support system is everything to me. And... and my fiance America, she was out there from hole one. She just watched me play four rounds of golf last week at the UNC Health Championship for the Corn Ferry Tour, and she walked all 36 today.
Wait a minute, let me ask you a question.
Her name is America.
I love that.
No, is it America or America?
Oh, maybe
no, it's
got to
be America. It can't be America.
It could be. I suppose.
I actually think it sounded like America to me.
I like it.
It means the world, but my support system is everything to me. And yeah, my fiance America, she was
America.
Out there.
From... It's America, yeah.
It's my... America.
What a great name.
I love that.
Yeah, that is awesome.
He is Captain America, by the way.
I suppose.
He went on to talk about all the other people in his life that started to show up that he noticed. And I was thinking, like, if that were me just on a random golf day and my family and friends started to show up to watch me, how bad I would get.
Why did you show up here? I was playing great.
Well, in this case, he qualified, so it worked out in his favor, so that was kind of cool. And also, you had Cam Young did win a five-player playoff where Max Homa missed out because he three-putted the 36th hole. This was 38 holes in total with the playoff.
Did you see any of the highlights of the Women's U.S. Open at Erin Hills? How difficult it was?
Yeah, I saw a few where the one girl... I forget what her name was, where she wound up four-putting.
Yes.
I did see some, not as much as I would have liked, but yeah, I saw some.
Okay.
And I saw there were girls put on the clock. I saw they put Scheffler on the clock on Sunday as well.
And then Charlie Hull, who is a fan favorite.
Yes.
There's a video of her sitting down in the fairway while Lexi Thompson in front of her is slow playing, and I mean...
Well, and she was pissed because she said she had to wait on every single tee. Like, it wasn't just that.
Wasn't her,
I don't know. I wasn't
there,
I don't
know. I mean, that's a hard golf course, though.
I'm sure.
And people are having a hard time with the greens. That's why.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So we've talked a lot about our friend and colleague Peter Schwartz getting the job as the general manager of the New York Dragons as the arena team was coming back, an arena team that was here years ago that Peter did the play-by-play for, and a new league came along called the Entfla that was going to play at the Nassau Coliseum, play some indoor football, and then also have concerts. And Peter had press conferences, and we had Peter on to talk about when they hired the coach and everything else. So it's been a big part of what we have done here over the last couple of months because we love Peter and Peter loved this job. And then all of a sudden, I see Peter scrub his entire social media of any Dragons references, and I knew something was up. And yesterday I find out, or this morning I find out, that something was indeed up, and I see the Newsday headline, and then I see the New York Dragons, the New York Post headline. It says New York Dragons entire front office resigns in stunning exodus. So Peter joins us now. That's not exactly the New York Post headline you were looking for, Peter. Good morning. What happened?
Good morning, guys. Thank you for having me on. Listen, I'm fine today. I'm actually relieved. I've got a smile on my face. I was able to put my head on the pillow and go to sleep last night, so I'm fine with it. It was just, it was an unmitigated disaster in so many different ways. It was not what I signed up for in late January. And but I'm proud of the work that we did collectively in the office. I was excited about the people who I brought into the organization, Director of Operations Sean Wachter and Director of Business Development Marilyn Rich, and that I was so proud of hiring Coach Filardi, and I really thought that we were going to put something together that was pretty special, and it just wasn't going in the right direction, so we all collectively thought it was the right time to step away.
Were you guys getting all your paychecks when you expected them, or no?
We received all of our base paychecks.
Okay. Is the league
everything,
going...
Everything that we were supposed to get on a base salary.
Yeah.
We received every penny of that.
So were you expecting to get some sort of bonuses based on whatever that you didn't get that led to some of this?
Yeah. I would say there were contractual obligations that were not met.
Okay.
All right. So is the league still going forward? Is there going to be a season this year?
Well, there have been already some changes in what was supposed to happen. Initially, our season was supposed to start this coming Saturday, June 7th, in Danbury. A few weeks ago, that was changed. The first week of the season for the whole league was moved to what was a complete league bye week second week of July. So our June 7th game in Connecticut was changed to July 10th. And then we did find out last week that the season was not going to be played. Instead, they were going to go to a four-week round-robin tournament where each building was going to get one doubleheader each week. So that was supposed to be announced. I think it's going to be announced this week. So we went from having an eight-game season with two rounds of playoffs to having a four-game, you know, kind of like traveling doubleheaders each week, culminating with a championship game and a third-place game. It's just not what we all agreed to, so it was just time to walk away.
So have they put a team together? Are they actually practicing or no?
So we actually had two rounds of tryouts, two different sessions, and 30 players, I think, were invited to training camp. That was actually initially supposed to, once the first schedule change happened, we were supposed to start training camp on Sunday, couple of days ago. And then when we found out about the change in the format of the season, the players were notified that there wasn't going to be a start to a camp until sometime around mid-July. I just wasn't, you know, confident in this whole thing, and neither were my two people in the front office. So we just decided that, given the direction the league was going in, it just wasn't working out.
Well, when did you start to feel like things were going amiss, starting to go off track?
Well, I think there were a couple of signs along the way in the last, I guess, 4 to 6 weeks. I mean, Boomer, you played football for a long time at many different levels. It's kind of hard to play football without helmets. So when the league missed a deadline to order helmets, we were told that we were going to have to try to borrow helmets from a local high school.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not good.
That's not good. Yeah. And we talked to Peter Schwartz this morning, former general manager of the Long Island Dragons, who had to step away and resign because things weren't working out the way he wanted. So that was one of them. So what I'm kind of getting from you here, Peter, is that, yes, you were paid the base salary, but there were some other financial things that you expected from the league to take care of, like uniforms, like helmets, like probably some of these announcements that you had that just were not getting met, and that was really a main concern going forward.
Well, it was a concern for all three of us. I mean, we all had our own set of responsibilities, you know, and a lot of the responsibilities were shared. You know, people laughed when I got the GM job because, like, you know, what were my qualifications to be a general manager? And really, and I told this to you guys at the beginning, the only football decision I had to make was hiring a head coach. I mean, everything else that was part of my job on a daily basis, and also, you know, for Sean and Marilyn too, is we dealt a lot with corporate partnerships and season tickets and group sales. And for me also, being, you know, given my background, I did a lot of, you know, media relations and community relations things. So it was just kind of hard to go forward with, you know, a lot of those things. And at the end of the day, the three of us collectively were kind of hamstrung when it came to, you know, completing the tasks that we were asked.
Well, you certainly can't sell something that is not going to be a consistent thing that you can sell. Like, if you're going to sell a season ticket to base, and you're not going to have games that you thought were scheduled, then what? I mean, what do you do? How were season tickets going?
We actually, to be honest with you, and don't laugh at the number, but I think given, you know, the landscape of sports and where this was going to fall in, I thought we actually were doing pretty well. We were up over 300, you know, full season tickets, and we were on pace to do a few thousand tickets a game on group sales. But it became apparent in the last, I guess, month to 6 weeks that there were going to be some problems. So once we realized that, we kind of started to pull up and just kind of wait and see how things were going to, you know, play out. And once, you know, certain deadlines weren't met, we kind of all started to have the feeling that something was wrong and that this may not happen. So
I totally understand what happened here. You actually were out there selling, promoting, and doing everything that you thought that you were supposed to be doing. And then all of a sudden a change of plans happens, and now you got to recall all these people that you've made these contacts for or with. and you have to tell them that things that you have been selling them are not going to be happening the way that you thought that they were going to happen, and therefore, you know, you decided to resign. I totally get it.
Yeah, it's frustrating because, you know, you guys know I'm in sports 35 years. This was the first time I ever did any of these things that was, you know, selling anything, corporate partnerships, season tickets. I mean, I'm a radio guy. I mean, that's what I did. But over the course of that time, as you guys know, I have got a lot of good relationships with a lot of people. So I tried to, in something that I've never done before, while taking some, you know, pointers from people who I know, you know, do this for a living, I just tried to leverage your relationships. And when people found out that the Dragons were coming back, there was a good deal of excitement here on the island. People who had season tickets called up, wanted the same exact seats they had, excuse me, in the early 2000s, which, you know, that part of it was overwhelming when you had, you know, people calling up and saying, I went to get, my parents took me to games as a kid. Now I want to get my same seats back. So that was, that was a pretty cool feeling to have. And then it's just disappointing the way the whole thing kind of, you know, blew up at the end. But again, I hold my head up high. So does Sean. So does Marilyn. And we wish, you know, the league and everybody else, you know, all the best going forward. But it was kind of hard. It was getting kind of hard to do my job on an everyday basis without the necessary tools to do it.
Yeah, I mean, knowing you and how passionate you were about this, things had to be really bad for you to step away, because I know how badly you wanted this to work. Is your son still working there?
Well, technically, there's still a team. There's still a coaching staff. There's still players that are report to training camp, and that'll be up to Bradley if he wants to continue in his role. And, you know, he'll talk to Coach Filardi and see if he still wants to be involved, if this is still going to happen going forward. But I would never tell him just because I decided to step away from it. I mean, he's a big boy. He can handle it. And if he wants to continue in his role on the coaching staff, he can still do it.
What was Coach Filardi like? Did he have to give up another job to be able to do this?
No. I mean, he's still high school coach on Long Island. I mean, our season was going to initially just kind of like happen to the beginning of high school training camp. And I think our plan was we were going to practice at night. I mean, all these players were locally from Long Island, 99% of them. So they all had other jobs during the day for the most part. So the idea going into training that we were going to practice at night, that these guys didn't have to give up their full-time job. And then the games are on the weekend. So it was different. It was certainly going to turn out to be like a weekend warrior kind of, you know, pro sports league. But that was the plan. No, Coach did not have to leave anything that this was something that he was able to do in his spare time.
Did you have an act lined up for the first game?
That was being handled by the league, and that was another frustrating thing for us, because when you hire a front office and all of us, you know, combined with like 75 years of experience in sports in this area, and you have a Long Island front office, and I think we have a pretty good handle on the local music scene. When you have ideas that you wanted to share and you were told, no, don't worry about it, you know, we got this. And I'm not actually even sure what the opening act was going to be, because there were rumors of some people that they were talking to, and it never came to anything. And we really were kept in the dark about that, when really I thought we were running the team.
So, Peter, we have to take a break in just a second, but I want to know your opinion. Do you think that the league ever gets started? Will there be games played for the NFLA?
I'm not really sure about that, Gio, to be honest with you. I think if there is any sort of semblance of a league, I don't think it's going to be what I thought it was going to be when this whole thing started. So that's disappointing. And I feel bad for the players who went to tryouts and got invited to camp. I feel terrible for the fans who supported us and the corporate partners. And that's going to be the most disappointing thing. But I will say this, just like my 8 years with the first Dragons, and I created friendships for life. The one thing I'll take out of this is that I have two more friends for life out of this. So I feel good about that.
Peter, you're handling it like a professional would, and we're happy that you are relieved and not completely devastated. And thanks for joining us and giving us some details on what happened with the resignation from the general manager job of the New York Dragons. Hopefully we'll see you around here soon.
I hope so, too. I gave a more expanded schedule in for the next couple of months, so I got some time on my hands now.
All right. Sounds good, Peter. We'll see you around, all right?
Yep.
All right.
Thanks.
All right, that's Peter Schwartz.
No, it sounds like a lack of organization and funding is what it sounds like.
I'm not taking any of the blame on this.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Actually, I don't think he has any of the blame, to be honest. I mean, I
think he was all in, wanted to make it happen, loved the sport, loved the whole dragon notion, and loves the Nassau Coliseum. I'm sure that there are a lot of things that have happened at the league level that he was not aware of, and then when the league starts making decisions and moving things around and you're not aware of it and you're selling one thing and a league is selling another, this is why you resign.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.